Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Recently, the Billings Gazette and Bozeman Chronicle printed statements that exemplify the reasons that President Trump and others use the term fake news to describe the mainstream media. The Montana Locker Room Privacy Act is a ballot initiative for which Montanans are currently gathering signatures. It requires schools and other government buildings to have separate locker rooms and showers for boys and girls and to keep each private from the opposite sex. On August 6th, the Gazette ran an editorial from their editorial board that encouraged Montanans not to sign the ballot petitions. In that Gazette opinion, they claimed that the Locker Room Privacy Act would cause Montana schools to lose federal funding. This is demonstrably false. President Obama's administration issued a proclamation that schools must let boys who think they're girls use the girls' locker room. However, President Trump rescinded that directive, so federal funding is not at risk. Apparently unsatisfied with how badly they'd misled the public so far, the Gazette continued with one of the most discredited ideas of the year. That is, that protecting locker room privacy harmed the North Carolina economy. North Carolina passed a similar law, requiring that men use the restroom for men and women use the restroom for women. The Gazette cites an Associated Press estimate that North Carolina's economy lost $3.7 billion as a result. But they leave out one critical fact. That amount is over 12 years, more than a decade, while North Carolina's economy is nearly $500 billion in a single year. So when the Gazette editorial board tells you that North Carolina's economy lost $3.7 billion by protecting locker room privacy, here's what they're actually saying. The state is estimated to have lost $308 million per year in a $500 billion economy. Protecting privacy costs North Carolina less than one-half of one-tenth of 1% per year. Not even a percentage point, not even a blip. In fact, quite the opposite. North Carolina's tourism industry is booming, and according to Forbes and Site Selection magazines, it remains the second best place in the U.S. to do business. But the falsehoods of the Gazette pale in comparison to the works of fiction published in the Bozeman Chronicle. According to their editorial, these are the arguments of the Montana Family Foundation for the Locker Room Privacy Act. Quote, many voters will be tempted to reflexively sign after hearing the hyper-emotional appeal of the supporters. Quote, these people are targeting our children. These people are different from us. These people can't be trusted. End quote. Not one person at the Montana Family Foundation ever said that. Those words printed inside quotation marks have not been spoken by any person affiliated with the drive to pass I-183. If inventing fictional words and putting them inside quotation marks isn't fake news, what is? When you cut through all the falsehoods and ideologically driven misdirection, the bottom line is this. High school girls should never be forced to shower with a boy, even if he thinks he's a girl. It's just common sense. If you'd like to sign the petition to get this issue on the ballot, go to lockerroomprivacy.com. That's lockerroomprivacy.com. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.